Audio Renaissance presents James Herriot's Animal Stories, written by James Herriot, with an introduction by Jim White. Tommy Banks, one of my father's oldest and most respected farm clients, looked down at the small boy standing confidently in his farmyard, shiny new boots in stark contrast to his own. Mr. Banks was observing a seasoned and highly experienced veterinary assistant, a veteran of hundreds of farm visits, whose very bearing exuded pride and dedication to his job. I was that boy. A kindly smile spread over the farmer's face.
"Are you going to be a vet like your dad?"
he asked. He was unprepared for the swift, indignant reply. "I am a vet," I said, drawing myself up to my full height, a few inches under 3 feet. Having attained the heady age of 4 years old, I considered myself to be a fully qualified veterinary surgeon. I could not understand why Mr. Banks was laughing. The source of my unshakable conviction that a veterinary surgeon's life was the one for me was my father, James Alfred White, a man whose total dedication, love, and enthusiasm for his job was transmitted down to a 4-year-old child. I considered nothing else for my future career, and little did I realize that so many years later, as James Herriot, my father would instill that same fascination for veterinary practice into the minds of millions of people. The veterinary profession has never before been held in higher esteem. The modern child regards a life in veterinary medicine as a top priority when future careers are being considered, and James Herriot is largely responsible. My father was my best friend, and since his death, a day never goes by that I do not think of him. But I console myself with the knowledge that he has left us with wonderful memories of a bygone age, a vivid picture of a way of life that has disappeared.